Good Day Journal. It's not a stretch to imagine the people get sick and tired of repeatedly hearing you say the same things constantly. Hearing you say that you know why you exist and who the Creator calls you to become can be obscenely tiring to others. And undoubtedly, you suspect you get on people's effing nerves. Notwithstanding how others might feel about your repetitive self-talk, day after day, you keep on saying the same three things. I am here to help, serve, and ensure others know their lives matter. I am responsible for using the time given by the Creator to leave the planet better than it was when I arrived, to put a dent in the universe that reverberates throughout all eternity. I am to live each day in excellent health, maintaining abundant wealth and sharing timeless wisdom, doing so each moment, laughing gregariously, loving passionately, and living relentlessly with joy on purpose. There are other variations to those self-talk recitations that you mention daily. For example, when talking about being in excellent health, you often elaborate excessively by describing just how good your body looks naked in the mirror. You say stuff like, "Naked don't lie, people do, but your nakedness tells the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the dark chocolate center of your soul truth. I'm 165 pounds of twisted steel, covered in premium, semi-sweet, ooey gooey melt in your mouth, not in your hands, hot, dark, sexual chocolate." When talking about your abundant wealth, you take the time to make it painstakingly clear that you are not talking about profuse wealth in the hoarding fashion or merely accumulating things that rust and moth destroy for the sake of accumulation, just because you want others to think that coupled to one's value in the world is what they own or possess. No, instead, you repeatedly remind folks that wealth for you means the following. You don't owe no damn body, and you own no one, because all God's people are to be free. Freedom means everyone has what they need to personify God's image and their full humanity, and live with unencumbered dignity. You get to live your life each day as a free person, not limited by the things that keep us from living as we always imagine. Debt, trying to keep up with the Joneses, working for another, and being on a symbolic or actual plantation. No one can be free unless we are all free. Neither the enslaver nor the enslaved can know freedom until all the enslaved are free. Yes, you say a lot of the same things over and over and over again. But most folks need to understand that what you do when you repeat those recitations does not indicate that it's time for you to find something new to say. What you do each day is remind yourself about the mission and vision you have for your life. What you do is unquestionably uncommon, but it is something that we all should do. We all need to know where we are going and who we want to be unequivocally. We must all know where we are on the journey and who we are at this wrinkled moment in space and time. How can one journey to their best life if they have no idea what their best life looks like? If we're unwilling to vividly paint each distinctive element of that life in our mind, what's the point of a new day if when we rise, all we think about is the previous day? If we can't see a life filled with bigger, better, and brighter days ahead? And so you say the same things to remind you that wherever you were, when the day ended is not the closing chapter of your story. Wherever you completed yesterday, it is only a rest stop when you lay your head down to sleep at night. When you wake, it is time to review the mission and vision and set a course to do life again, to do life better than you've ever done. That's the task. That's what you see in your mind's eye. Your mission and vision are clear. Your mission and vision are incontrovertible. You say the same things repeatedly about who you are as a Siri, best-selling, award-winning author, and renowned global public intellectual, because it is who you want to be known as when you are no more. A humanity propulsion engineer daily, you declare that you are, because when you are no more, you want the world to understand that you care deeply about ways to get us to love our neighbors as ourselves, so that we collectively might move the planet upward and onward in a positive way, in a fashion that serves us all equally well. Yep, you say the same stuff repeatedly, as if inside you is a top secret weapon that outsiders need to recognize and respect. As if you are a building where the fence is electrified and ferocious guard dogs roam the grounds. You want all to understand that when they enter your life, they do so at their own risk. Proceed with caution, you warn those who love and adore you. Resist being less than your best and trying to hold me to a lofty standard at your peril, you warn those who love and adore you. When folks engage with you, they must know that they might be in for the shock of their lives. And what you have to say might feel like the guard dog taking a bite out of your ass. You believe we can all be awesome. And at times, hearing the truth required to bring out our unlimited God-given potential stings like a high-voltage electrified fence and hurts like a dog taking a big bite out of your ass. But it's what the Spirit mandates of you. You must focus on your call at all times of your life. You have a specific mission for your life. The vision of the end of your life is clear. You are to do remarkable things, not good, not average, not mediocre, or pathetic. No, like all God's children, you are to use the time gifted to you to do exceedingly awe-inspiring things. You, like all, are to stretch yourself each day to be at your best, mind, body, and soul. We must elevate our thinking to righteous things, not inane things that the masses concern themselves with or abiding by the mental manipulations of the powers that be. Our bodies should be pristine temples, not the bullshit shacks we present to the world each day. No one should take the easy way out. We should strive to turn ourselves into the best versions of ourselves that we've ever been. When we get to that version, we should see a new and improved version in our hearts and minds and get started on being that version. Never settle. You've always functioned with this ideology. If another can have a beach body that folks marvel at, so too can you. Remember, you can do everything you set your heart and mind to, including looking like a world-class fitness model. Everything is possible if you have a vision and understand the mission's conditions, such as why you are Chocodonis, baby. And finally, you must make sure that you tune up your soul daily. Tune into the divine so that you may regulate your soul to remain on the correct frequency and continue to be a human receptacle of timeless wisdom. Your frequency is to absorb the divine's teachings to fly higher in righteous indignation than ever. The frequency for which the infinite speaks to you requires you to lift yourself above the daily fray so that you may love your creator with the totality of your mind, body, and soul, and love your neighbor unambiguously, the least of us, as you love yourself. The voice of the Creator calls you to live out the intentions of your name, gift of God, and revolutionary for the humane and ethical treatment of all beings. There is no other acceptable way for you to traverse through life. Today is not an exception to the rule. Make sure you abide by the rules the Creator instructs you to follow. Know the mission like the back of your hand. See the vision as if it plays out on an IMAX screen in Dolby Stereo. Live out today in the true meaning and essence of what it means to live life with joy on purpose. Be your best today. Be better than you've ever been today. Today, set a new ceiling for what's possible and make the new ceiling the floor for what's required tomorrow. Should the Creator gift you another day, should the Spirit give you another undeserved chance to reach another high, never stop talking to yourself about living your best life and being the best version possible.
Reflect and write. Could you take a moment and consider your repetitive self-talk? Do you choose words that self-minimize and berate? Do your messages to yourself focus on flaws, shortcomings, or failures? Do the words you regularly say to yourself move you forward towards your best life? Do you talk to yourself as you would talk to someone you love? What might happen if you chose each day to remind yourself about the mission and vision for your life? Could you get to where you imagine yourself being if you, like Nate, had repetitive self-talk that points towards who you want to be known as when you are no more? Your self-talk is the secret weapon needed to become your absolute best version of yourself. Now act. Today, I invite you to chart your course toward turning yourself into the best version you've ever been. Borrowing from Nate's words in the journal, everything is possible if you have a vision and understand the mission's conditions. Be better than you've ever been today. Today, set a new ceiling for what's possible and make the new ceiling the floor for what's required tomorrow, should the Creator gift you another day. The first step, I'd like you to listen to the journal again. Make a list of Nate's repetitive self-talk. Now make a list of the three most common things you say to and about yourself. Review your list. What do you notice? Finally, I invite you to write a list of three statements that will become your signature repetitive self-talk. These should be statements that make it very clear the mission and vision for your life. Feel free to use Nate's self-talk as a guide. Now journey forward.